The challenges related to the installation phase include the fact that resources are being consumed, but no billing for services is occurring. There are costs associated with hiring and training staff, with purchasing equipment, and with various meeting and planning efforts to set the stage for service delivery. These startup costs may add 10 to 20% in the first year, even though many cost savings accrue down the line due to the effectiveness of the program or practice. The other challenges have to do with creating service and system disequilibrium. The status quo gets challenged and needs to change. This may lead to a pushback from a range of stakeholders, from family members to other providers to system partners. The degree of pushback and willingness to resolve issues is likely correlated with the time and care taken during exploration. The more time and care taken during exploration, the less pushback will occur. Another challenge that is embedded here is that the EBP is often held to a higher standard of service, documentation, and outcome production than the current services. This often leads to communities and consumers asking some of the right questions about why is this, and calling for increased accountability for all services. And because new realities are being created, and something is being done that is often outside people's experience, there can be times when promises made or support expected does not materialize. People are not necessarily being duplicitous or resistant. They truly just did not understand what the new program or practice would mean for them, and they find themselves unable or unwilling to follow through. These types of issues should be cataloged and fed back to the community and the implementation team, so that future implementation efforts make an effort to better address these issues during exploration.